Amazon's decision to cancel its planned expansion into New York drew reaction there, certainly, and here in Western Washington, where the e-commerce giant is based. Elected leaders in Olympia were among those taking note. Democratic State Senator Mark Mullett chairs the Senate Financial Institutions, Economic Development, and Trade Committee. I asked Mullett how important a large company like Amazon is to the health of the state's economy.
These large employers, they have a benefit way beyond just the paychecks of the people who work for them. Those people end up spending money on all the various restaurants and other service activities that happen in the Puget Sound region. So I think it's really important. I think you want them here.
Does the news out of New York and Amazon's decision not to locate a headquarters there suggest anything about the future of its relationship with Washington State?
I think that it gives us an opportunity to try to work with them to figure out if they want to add jobs, how do we find a way to have more of those jobs added in the state of Washington as opposed to in other states. And this just gives us an opportunity, I think, to try to keep more of their job growth in our state. And in a lot of ways, you could look at, is there ways to do that without necessarily adding jobs in the Puget Sound, too? I think one of these big discussion points we have in my committee is whether you're looking at Walla Walla, the Tri-Cities, or Spokane. There's a lot of communities who would love to have some of the Puget Sound companies as they look to expand, consider the other side of Washington, not just the western side of Washington. So I think it gives an opportunity for Washington to aggressively try to figure out if there's ways they can get some of the jobs that were going to New York to come back to the state of Washington.
A lot of the people who were opposed to the amount of incentives New York was offering hailed today's decision as a victory. How do you see it in terms of what cities and localities should do to attract business?
Well, I think there's a trade-off. You have to, and it's hard, because you have to look at the additional tax revenue that comes into your city slash state from having the jobs and the businesses located here, and then is that enough revenue to, you know, make the infrastructure investments and affordable housing investments and the other things that you may have to make to offset some of the negative impacts. I think there can be times when it makes economic sense to find ways to partner with these businesses to be more competitive in Washington. It's hard for us. Our Constitution doesn't let us give out gifts of public funds to companies like a lot of states can, so we just have to find ways to be competitive wherever we can.
In terms of Amazon's relationship with government officials, like yourself or like local officials in Seattle, do you see their influence growing or waning? I think about the head tax debate in Seattle and Amazon's influence in basically getting that repealed. And I wonder how much government officials feel they have room to kind of push back when they're negotiating, when a company wants something and the state or the city has its own interests to bring to the table.
My personal experience is they have been cooperative, and I've been able to work with them on issues, and they haven't drawn, you know, these lines in the sand as saying if you don't do X, then we're going to – I mean, they've usually budged on a variety of issues. And when we are trying to get everyone on the Internet to pay sales tax the same as a brick-and-mortar retailer, to their credit, they were at the table supporting those policies. So I think they have shown that – it can be reasonable. I just think in the Seattle head tax case, that was a bad policy decision. I came out against it. And so I can't blame them for coming out publicly against bad policy decisions. But I think in areas where there's room to find common ground, I've been able to find it with them.
Washington State Senator Mark Mullett, he is the chair of the Senate Financial Institutions, Economic Development, and Trade Committee. You can find more of our coverage on this issue online at knkx.org. And later in the program, we will hear from Seattle City Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda. That is coming up at 5:20.